Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Today is Thursday, May 2nd. What to know about a violent clash between some university protesters and counter-protesters, and why the chaos is not expected to end anytime soon. Also, updates to abortion laws in a couple of battleground states, plus the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate decision, how one Christian denomination is changing its stance on gay ministers, and an opportunity for thousands of travelers to stay in famous locations or hang out with celebrities. Those stories and even more news to know today, next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Protests over the war in Gaza continue to tear university communities apart. Hundreds of protesters have been arrested just in the last 24 hours, adding to the more than 1,300 who were already arrested in the last couple of weeks. And still, students at several universities show no signs of backing down. For example, at UCLA, as we're publishing early this morning, protesters are still out there, even with a large police force ordering them to leave or face arrest. It comes after a night of chaos at the campus when pro-Israel counter-protesters reportedly attacked the encampment of pro-Palestinian protesters, and there were violent clashes. Several people were hurt, and there were questions about why police didn't step in for a few hours. The university's chancellor described the counter-protesters, though, as instigators, not necessarily students. Still, both Muslim and Jewish rights groups place blame on campus leaders for not keeping students safe. And they say violent extremists do not represent either of their community's values. Elsewhere, police officers broke up demonstrations at several other schools yesterday, including Tulane University, Fordham University, the University of Arizona, the University of Texas at Dallas, and more. Many schools have shut down to all students who don't live on campus, and even more have canceled classes this week. America's top diplomat is back in the Middle East for what U.S. officials are calling the last chance to prevent a big surge of fighting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Hamas to accept the latest ceasefire proposal from Israel. Israel extended the offer to stop fighting for 40 days and release Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the release of 30 Israeli hostages. But it did not commit to permanently ending the war, which Hamas has been demanding. Well, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu now says if Hamas does not take the deal this time, that his country will move forward with a full-scale invasion of Rafah. As you know, that's a big deal since more than a million displaced Palestinian civilians are sheltering there. Netanyahu has been threatening to invade Rafah for months, but has held off mostly because of American pressure. And Blinken again made the point yesterday that there are better options to deal with Hamas besides a full-scale military operation. Blinken also pushed the Israelis to bring more aid to Gazan civilians, and he said there has been at least some progress on that front. Abortion politics are front and center this week. One reason? Arizona lawmakers decided to repeal their state's highly controversial ban on nearly all abortions. It was less than a month ago now that Arizona's Supreme Court decided to bring back a 160-year-old law that banned abortion at all stages of pregnancy, except in life-saving situations. And that would have taken effect within weeks. But all Arizona Democrats and a handful of Republicans decided to stop it. And the state's governor says she will sign the bill today. With that, Arizona will keep its law that bans abortion after 15 weeks in pregnancy. Though Democrats are still fighting to let voters decide on a ballot measure if the state should expand abortion access even beyond that. Meanwhile, in Florida, a ban on abortions after 6 weeks took effect yesterday. Before this, the cutoff was 15 weeks there, which wasn't as strict as most of Florida's neighboring states, so it was common for women across the South to travel to Florida for their abortions. But not really anymore. That said, voters will decide this November whether to allow abortion access until fetal viability, which is typically around 24 to 28 weeks of pregnancy. So stay tuned. For the sixth meeting in a row, the Federal Reserve has decided to keep interest rates right where they are, not raising them, but also not lowering them. And right where they are is still a two-decade high. The Fed says the latest economic data shows prices are still rising too quickly, aka inflation. And until Fed officials see real progress on inflation, they don't want to lower the rates. Still, the Fed chairman says he cannot imagine a rate hike anytime soon. Bottom line, for the next couple of months at least, borrowing costs are staying high, impacting everything from credit card rates to mortgages to car loans. This is a disappointing turn of events for borrowers, since at the start of the year, Wall Street traders predicted the Fed could cut rates as much as 6 times this year. Now they're thinking maybe just 1 rate cut before the year is out. On the bright side, savers are likely to keep finding higher interest savings accounts, with some offering yields above 5%. We have much more news for you still ahead. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. So after leaving TV news and becoming a mom, I just don't wear as much makeup as I used to. But I still want to love what I see every time I glance in the mirror. There's nothing like that feeling of being confident in your own skin, inside and out. OneSkin's products have honestly made it easier for me to keep my skin healthy, which helps me look and feel my best. And this is key for me. There's no complicated, multi-step, hours-long routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions made to fit my busy life. Cleanse, pat my face dry, apply, done. Plus, I've actually noticed the difference in my skin. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they've got several studies to back it up. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and let them know we sent you. Okay, now back to the news. Another $6 billion in student loans will be forgiven. The Education Department approved student debt relief for more than 300,000 students of the Art Institutes. That's a network of for-profit colleges that closed last year after facing years of fraud allegations. The Education Department says the chain misrepresented its graduates' employment rates and overstated its relationships with employers. So former students who borrowed money to attend the Art Institutes are being contacted now about forgiveness. Of course, this is just the latest in student debt relief the Biden administration has announced in the last few years. Altogether, the White House says it has forgiven roughly $160 billion in debt to nearly 4.6 million borrowers so far. This week, lawmakers grilled UnitedHealth's CEO over the largest healthcare sector cyber attack in American history. Remember, Change Healthcare, which UnitedHealth owns, was hacked. Change provides the tech used to submit and process billions of insurance claims each year. Well, now members of Congress criticized the company, saying it lacked measures they called Cybersecurity 101 and questioned whether the healthcare sector is still at risk. UnitedHealth CEO Andrew Witty told lawmakers the cyber attack may have compromised the data of about 1/3 of all Americans. But the company is still investigating, so he says it will likely be months before individual people impacted are notified. And for that, he apologized. Witty explained the hack as well, saying cyber attackers used compromised credentials to get into the systems back in February, then deployed a ransomware that encrypted the network. At the time, the portal was not protected by multi-factor authentication. Witty says that is in place now. He also confirmed for the first time that the company paid a $22 million ransom to the hackers, and he said hack costs will reach up to $1.6 billion this year. Some lawmakers implied UnitedHealth has too much power and impact on the healthcare system, though Witty argued that the impact of this cyber attack would have been the same regardless of its ownership. Still, the Justice Department is now investigating whether UnitedHealth has a monopoly on the market. There is a recall we need to warn you about. Walnuts sold at Whole Foods and other natural food stores have been linked to an E. coli outbreak. Organic walnut halves and pieces were sold in bulk bins at the stores, and in some places they were repackaged into plastic containers or bags. They weren't set to expire until next summer. Several people have reported getting sick from the walnuts, and some got so sick they ended up in the hospital. The FDA says if you think you bought the affected walnuts, throw them away and clean any surfaces they may have touched. And if you start getting symptoms of a bad stomach bug and think it might be E. coli, the CDC says it's important to call your doctor. One popular Christian denomination is becoming more LGBTQ-friendly. The United Methodist Church, which millions of Americans belong to, voted to repeal its ban on openly LGBTQ clergy members. It also ended the rules that kept Methodist ministers from officiating same-sex weddings. This marks a big change in the church since the last time the measure was brought up 5 years ago. It sparked a highly contentious debate and protests. This time, the changes were overwhelmingly approved without any debate. Crowds of LGBTQ people and allies showed up afterwards to celebrate, pray, and sing praise songs. So, what's changed? Well, about a quarter of United Methodist congregations in the U.S. have left the denomination, mostly upset by the church not doing enough to enforce the prior bans. And with them gone, the remaining churches were more aligned. Some of the churches that disaffiliated have banded together to form the more conservative Global Methodist Church. Others decided to become independent, and even more are expected to do the same soon. Okay, so your next vacation could include meeting celebrities or stepping into some of your favorite movies, all through Airbnb. This week, the home rental site announced what it calls the Icons feature. Icons is now a permanent category on the app that will feature different partnerships with brands and celebrities. There are 11 different Icons listings so far. In one of them, you can step inside a recreation of the home from Up, complete with more than 8,000 balloons. And yes, the home actually floats. Though, since this is real life, the home is suspended by a crane, not just the balloons. Or you could stay in the X-Men mansion, where you'll be able to discover your own mutant abilities and train in the Danger Room. In another listing, you can join comedian Kevin Hart at a secret speakeasy featuring live stand-up sets. And that's just to name a few of the options. Even more listings are slated to go up by the end of the year. Airbnb says it expects roughly 4,000 customers to book stays in Icons listings this year alone. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, I want to take a minute to talk about our sponsor, Bull & Branch. When we moved homes at the start of this year, we had a lot of different sheets that we had accumulated, so we knew we had to pick out our favorites and then just get rid of the rest. Well, hands down, my husband and I decided to not only keep our Bull & Branch signature sheets in the color sky that we had already, but we also decided to buy another pair in white to go better with a new Bull & Branch duvet set that we decided to get for the new house, too. Since we knew we already loved everything about Bull & Branch, we knew we would also love the duvet set. And I could not be happier with our new bed. Everything about it helps me sleep well and feel so cozy, and our bedroom looks amazing. The sheets are buttery soft and breathable. My husband and I have agreed that they are our favorite out of all the ones we've tried, and they're just the most comfortable. It's also important to me that Bull & Branch uses the finest 100% organic cotton that is completely free from toxins. So sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bull & Branch. And if you don't love them, you can just send them right back for free. Get 15% off your order when you use the promo code NEWSWORTHY at bullandbranch.com. That's Bull & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code NEWSWORTHY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. So it seems Americans love their coffee more now than they have in a long time. The National Coffee Association recently did a survey that found more than two-thirds of American adults reported drinking coffee in the past day. That's the highest level in more than 20 years. And it's about the same as how many people say they drink tap water every day. You might not be surprised to find out the most popular methods of making coffee are through drip coffee makers and single-cup brewers. After that, people prefer ready-to-drink coffee. Specialty coffees are becoming more popular, too, like lattes and cappuccinos. Whether all this is good or bad is always up for debate. Research has shown a lot of health benefits to drinking coffee, like it could lower the risk of diabetes and ward off heart disease. That said, people do process caffeine differently. So for some, coffee can cause negative effects like anxiety, restlessness, elevated blood pressure, and stomach upset. Plus, all the add-ins like cream and sugar can have their own effects. And it is possible for people to get dependent on the caffeine. So for the most part, experts say if you like coffee, just listen to your body. And as always, moderation tends to be key. All right, thank you so much for listening today and making us part of your daily routine. We'll catch you up with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.